Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. We are live, and I'm your host, Master Resilience Trainer, Inspirational Speaker, and Author Sean Douglas. And I want to welcome all the listeners from all 23 countries where we are heard. I am blown away by your guys' support, man. You guys rock. So thank you for joining us from wherever you are listening from. And Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations, and we tell the stories here of why we are doing what we are doing and what we are doing to help others transform. So we are live every Wednesday, normally at 5:30 p.m., but I like to do these little special pop-up episodes. You know, our normal listening times garner a different crowd, and sometimes we'll do like a special pop-up episode for book launches, lunch and learns, and different things. And I'm super excited to have on the show an amazing guest who is impacting everyone around her, Dreema Dial. What is going on?
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me here, and thank you for not making me be up at 12:30 at night.
Right, because you're coming from France.
I am coming from France, so I'm probably one of those 23 countries, or maybe now we have 24.
Yeah. No, you are definitely one of the 23. Yep. Yep.
That
definitely.
That is super. That's an amazing coverage that you've got.
I am super, like, blown away. I didn't think anybody would listen, but 23 countries. Prove me wrong, I guess.
Well, people like to talk about transformation. They like to know that it's possible, right?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So let's dive in. So you are a psychologist and life designer. Dreema helps people figure out who they are, uncover their voice, discover their passions and desires, and start taking action on the life they want. She's invested in helping people design their dreams or their dream lives one step at a time. She hosts the popular podcast Design Your Dream Life, and currently is living her dream life in the south of France. You can learn more at her website. It is spelled Dreemadial, dreemadial.com. And then you can go to Instagram, Facebook. Facebook is Dreemadial PhD. Instagram, same name, Dreemadial. So the first question I always ask on the show is why? Like, what is your why? Why do what you do? Why life designer?
My why is because, as a psychologist, you know, people come to me in pain. And along the way, we uncover some things and help them move towards healing. But I decided at some point that I wanted to reach more people. And I wanted to also, I wanted to leave Texas, where I'd lived for 20 years. I just felt like I had enough of Texas, and I wanted to move to the south of France. And I discovered my skills transferred beautifully into life coaching as well. But the thing that is truly my why is I see so many people hold themselves back. And you probably run into this too, Sean, where people hold themselves back with this idea of, I'm too old for that. I don't know enough about that. I might embarrass myself. And they hold themselves from living full life. And that's my why, is I want people to live the fullest life possible. And it doesn't mean that you have to pick up and move to another country, but it does mean you learn to challenge yourself. You learn to question, why am I not doing what I want to do? And when people start making those changes, it's like they're shedding old layers of skin, because they reemerge and they're so much more vibrant and passionate and so confident. They feel good about themselves, and I love being a part of that process.
That's awesome. I kind of feel the same way. Like, I have that feeling where, not like an ego thing, but I like to to get into someone's life and kind of change things up and do this and do this and try this and see how this works. And it's kind of like you're just like you're a mad scientist kind of moving things around.
Right.
And then once something connects and they have a breakthrough and they achieve that success or that life that they've always wanted, you can sit back and go, look what I did. You know, like,
right.
Like it gives your life purpose, not for ego reasons, but you just sit there
wow.
Like, I literally have the God-given ability with my mind and my soul to reach into someone's life, give them the tips and tools needed, and then sit back and watch everything progress. And you are like that lifestyle, like architect, you know, man, that mad scientist that, you know what I mean? Like, I love that feeling.
Oh, it's such a great feeling. And, you know, sometimes I'll get messages from people that I've worked with over the years, and I'll get pictures of somebody who's graduated from college or somebody who is now living in Africa starting an orphanage. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is beyond one person. Because when you help that one person, it has this beautiful ripple effect because they feel good about
oh, yeah.
themselves. They want to go out into the world and help others. And it just gives me goosebumps because I'm like, this is so amazing that I get to do this.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. So let's talk about where it all came from. So we hit the why, but what I like to talk about is who were you before you moved to France? Who were you before you got into the coaching and doing everything that you're doing right now? Tell me who you were before you got to this point. What was your transformation?
You know, I started out, I grew up without a lot of self-worth. I grew up without a lot of confidence. But what I was very good at was crafting a persona that made it look like I had it all under control. But the truth was, if I saw somebody coming down the street, I would get scared that they might not remember me. And I would cross the street so I wouldn't have to find out whether or not they actually did remember me. Now, that's really low self-worth. Really.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was in a relationship that supported my lack of self-worth, shall we say. And one day I thought, if I don't start working on this, nobody's going to do it for me. And I'm always going to feel this bad. And if I want to have children, I don't want to pass that on to them. And so I got myself into therapy, discovered that psychology was what I truly loved, went on to get my doctorate. And when I did this, I mean, I'm making it sound really easy, but the truth was I went through the divorce. I had two kids under the age of three, and then I started graduate school as a single mom. So, you know, times, they were challenging, but I loved it. I loved learning about humans and how we think and how change happens. I loved this idea that I did not have to stay where I was. That
right.
was an idea that never occurred to me because, you know, I come from a family who has a fixed growth mindset. You know, everything to them is about deprivation, lack of confidence, and you don't step out of your comfort zone. You don't ever do anything which might put you in the limelight. And so my decision to go back to school, my decision to divorce, my decision to work on myself felt like totally foreign concepts within my family. But I persevered. I started meeting like-minded people. I started meeting people who were just as invested in self-development. All of this was eye-opening, absolute eye-opening. And I started becoming the confident woman I had always hoped I could be. So when I talk to people about confidence, about their self-worth, I know what it feels like to be sitting there thinking, you don't know what this feels like. And I'm like, trust me, I do. I've been there. I understand what it feels like to be so scared that you're not going to be approved of. You're not going to be liked. You're going to get it wrong. And now I embrace the opportunity to get it wrong because I know that's me getting outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long journey, but absolutely worth it.
I love it. I like there's a couple things that stood out to me. It was like, you know, in my book, I have a chapter dedicated that says the road less traveled. or is it? Mm-hmm. You know, because it talks about the feeling that that people, their self-defeating behaviors, and one of those is you feel like you're the only one, like no one could ever possibly not only not not identify with what you're feeling, right? But you are the only one going through this particular adversity. Like you're the only one who has ever experienced your obstacle, your roadblock, your adversity, your stress, your whatever you're going through, your hardship, you know, and that's just not true. You know, there's no, like, you're never going to come across somebody that says, wow, I've never experienced that. Or I don't know anybody who's ever like, wow, you're like, you're like the only person I've ever heard of. Like, it's not going to happen, you know? So get out of that thinking.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, in psychology, we call that being terminally unique. Nobody has ever experienced this before. Nobody has ever felt like this before. And yes, we do all have that feeling. And it's amazing what it feels like when somebody can listen to you and get it. And you don't feel alone. Even if the person isn't sitting there saying, oh, yeah, I feel like that too. If they're listening to you and saying, wow, that sounds hard, you don't feel alone with this burden anymore. And that in and of itself can feel life-changing. Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I have just bared my soul and someone has heard me and they're helping me hold it. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. But yeah, I think that that really resonated with me because I know exactly what that feel. I know both sides because I was on the side where, well, nobody's ever, you know, going to take their life. You know, they just don't know how it is. You know, and people who say, you know, I had all these like preconceived notions, and then you turn around on the other side of the coin and go, dude, I know exactly how you feel, or dude, you're not the only one. So I got like both sides of the feeling. Do you feel like you got both sides of the coin where at one point you were like, nobody else feels the way I do, and now you're on the other side going, no, everybody feels the way you do?
Absolutely. I think because I had crafted this outer persona that people saw as being popular and having it all together, you know, I felt like I was an imposter. And I felt like if anybody ever discovered my lack of confidence, my lack of self-worth, that I would just be run out of town practically. And then I start discovering that there's actually something called an imposter syndrome. Well, duh, I obviously wasn't the first and only one to have that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So when somebody is sitting with me and telling me, you know, I feel like I'm a fake, I'm a phony. People are not going to love the actual person that I really am. Yeah, actually, they will.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be that much more available. You're not going to be pretending, and you're not going to be working and maintaining that pretense, which takes up so much energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you pinpoint exactly when or what was that transformation moment? Like, was it like, you know, I'm just enough is enough. Like, I'm just going to do this, or I'm going to be a coach, or like, how did you get to this point? What was the vehicle for change, if you will?
Well, I'm going to thank my ex-husband for this. We were sitting on a beach. We were in Hawaii, of all places, beautiful place. And I turned to him and said, you know how I've been thinking I want to do something more with my life? I want to go to graduate school. I want to be a psychologist. And he turned to me and said, oh, Dreema, they only take smart people in this program.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I felt
Ouch.
Like he had taken my heart out and thrown it into the ocean. But it had a profound wake-up. It was a profound wake-up call for me because I was sort of used to him being funnier, the better cook, smarter. Anything that we were, I just assumed that he was more. Because remember, I went into this marriage with very low self-worth. And
right.
When he said that, it was like him holding up his mirror to me and showing me this passive, scared person. And I thought, I don't want to be that anymore. I don't know if I'm smart enough to get into graduate school. but I know I can try. And that was the moment where everything shifted for me, where internally I didn't say these words, but the effect was, I'm not playing small for you anymore. And so that marriage didn't work out.
No kidding.
You know, sometimes we start growing and the person that we're with is not the person who can accompany us on that journey, you know? So,
sure.
But that really was my catalyst for change, was having that choice point where I can either accept this person's view of me as unappealing as it is, I can stick with it, or I can choose what I want to be.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think was the best part about your journey so far, or about your transformation? What do you think the best part about it was or is?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Sean, I think the best thing is moving into a place where I understand that life is what I make of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all been in really crappy situations sometimes, but sometimes you see a person who's in a crappy situation and they seem to be okay, and you're like, I don't know how he's handling it. I mean, if that were me, I'd be on the floor in a fetal position. Well, that's the power of your mind. That's the power of your mind when you develop a mindset that says, no matter what, I'm going to be okay. And being able to look at a situation with a positive lens, and not a Pollyanna sort of lens, but a, okay, this situation sucks. I can either focus on it or I can figure out what to do about it. And I think developing that mindset muscle, I think that has been the best part of this journey. Because I've been in situations where, if that had happened to me 20 years ago, I would have been on the floor in a fetal position. And now I'm like, okay, all right, what are we going to do about this? And it just makes such a big difference. My stress level is so low. My energy is so much higher, and my enjoyment of life is total, absolutely total.
Good. Well, on the flip side, because there's two sides to every story, on the flip side of the best, what's the worst part about your transformation? Or what has been pretty difficult?
Well, I think that the biggest transformation for me in the last few years is when I decided to close my private practice. I was living in Austin, Texas, and we decided to move to the south of France. And that's when I began transitioning into life coaching. So I was studying, I was learning about being an entrepreneur, and I realize now how naive I was about this idea of setting up an online business. I did not know that I would be plumbing the depths of my own soul in order to make this business work. Because as a psychologist, I would get up, I would go to work, I would sit face to face with people. I would see these transformations, and I thought that's more of what I would be doing, but I would just be doing it online, like with Skype.
Right.
And I didn't realize that not having the structure around me of an office, going to an office, not having people in front of me to actually give me sort of a visual validation, if you will, I didn't realize that I was going to have to sort of pick myself up each day to put myself back out there. Because as a coach, I work differently than I did as a psychologist. Obviously, the two are fused because you can't take that experience away or the education, but the whole online piece, that really kicked my butt a few times. So that has been the hardest time.
No kidding. Right? Oh my gosh.
You know, because
I am not a tech person.
Right. You're not a tech person, or you're not a marketing person, or you're not a copyright person. You're not a graphic person. And all of a sudden, all of these balls are yours and yours alone to juggle. And
absolutely,
it's up to you. You know, the motivation has to come from within.
Sure.
And I put together what I thought was this great program my first year. Great program. I pushed it out, I got nobody. I got nobody.
Mm.
And I sat here thinking, wow, is this a sign that I'm just not meant to do this? Or is it a sign I need to learn something from it? And the sign was I needed to learn something from it.
And cue the self-defeating behaviors. I'm not good enough.
Right.
It's not working.
Whatever made me think I could do this?
Right.
Right. Yep. You know, because nobody, I'm not immune from those thoughts. Those thoughts are going to pop up for all of us, no matter how strong your mindset muscle is. The question is, what do you do with it?
Now, what are you going to do about it?
Some days, I will be honest and tell you that, yeah, I've had a pity party or two over the last couple of years. And when I have a pity party, I have a really good one. I put up balloons and streamers and music, and I'm like, oh, God, poor me.
Everybody gets pity today. Come
and
join
then
me.
I take them down, and then I'm like, okay, get back to it. That's done and over with. Because really, if I want to do this, I have to keep doing it. If I want to reach and help more people, I have to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So quitting just isn't an option for me anymore. I'm going to get kicked down. I'm going to have days where I just want to be like, nope, sorry, can't do it. But I will. I will.
Yeah.
Because it's just a non-negotiable.
Absolutely. So let's change the tables a little bit. Who's been your biggest influencer?
Oh, that's a good question. There's so many that I love. You know, Richard Branson, I love his attitude. I saw a quote from him today, actually, that says that I'm all about breaking rules because I'm all about having experiences. And I thought that's beautiful because, you know, here's a man who didn't take no, who said, this is what I'm going to do. And people said, I don't think you can do that. And he did multiple times. I admire that. I love Jonathan Fields. He is so down to earth. And yet he speaks about simplicity in such a way that's profound. It's like he's pulling up from our brain the things that we know that we don't necessarily pay attention to.
Okay.
And then I have another mentor, Erin Matlock. She runs the Brain Summit. She's the smartest person I have ever met. She is a marketing genius, and yet she is so well-grounded. But she's always about, if you're going to do this, you got to keep moving. And I love that. Again, you know, it's sort of a, you got to make your mind up and keep going. What about you? Who were some of your influencers?
So who's been your biggest supporter?
Oh, my partner. Absolutely my partner.
Yeah?
On those days when I have been like, I'm done. She's like, no, actually you're not. You're just having a moment. Or when I'm like, okay, nobody bought this program. She's like, that's because you need to get back to the drawing board and figure out what went wrong. It's a good program. You just got to figure it out. So she has been the, nope, you're going to do this because you're good and people need you person. And I just love it. I just am so appreciative every day.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like it. So do you feel like your transformation is complete?
No. Sean, I think that we're always growing. I think there's always room for growth. There's always room for improvement. And I think it's great to, you know, stand up in the morning and cheer yourself and be like, you are so good. And how can you be better?
So I have kind of a funny story. So I started doing affirmations a while back, you know, a year or something ago. Started really doing affirmations. Like I'm getting ready in the morning, you know, I'm like, you know, you're awesome and you're great. And it felt weird. Like, I'm looking in the mirror, I'm like, you're gonna rock this day. Like, this is your day. Like, you've got this. You know, especially when you've got a big test or a big something coming up, and you're like, man, I got this. I got to nail this. Like, I know I can do it, right? Well, then you start getting comfortable with the affirmations, and there's a point where you start getting too comfortable, and I'm in the bathroom, you know, shaving. I'm like, look at this handsome devil you. Oh, yeah, you're so amazing. And look at you. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm affirming myself. She's like, you're an idiot. I was doing it like so ridiculous, you know, like you almost want to pose and be like, you're amazing. You know, like now I just have a way of doing it. Like it just, I'm so comfortable that I look at it and I go, I'm like, you're amazing and you're a warrior and you're going to rock this. And it, you know, and so you kind of feel weird about it. And then you're like, oh, I got this. Like you feel like kind of overconfident. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
right.
It just becomes a part of who you are. It just becomes a part of who you are. But I tell people, I'm like, you have to affirm yourself. Like self-love is huge.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. Because you have to grow.
But you know, that brings me to something that I see a lot of people struggle with. And you might see this too, is I'm saying, okay, we need to create some affirmations for you. And you're like, I feel silly doing that. And I'm like, really? When's the last time you told yourself you're so stupid? When's the last time you said, oh, I never get it right? And of course, they're sitting there going, this morning? Yeah. So why is your negative self-talk okay, but positive self-talk is giving you trouble? And that's when the eyes light up and they're like, oh, so you're trying to tell me I should talk nicer to myself. Yeah, baby. That's where it all is, because we've all got that negative self-talk that is running rampant in the back of your head. You don't even listen to it anymore. But I guarantee you, if you tune in, you got a running panel back there that's full of, don't do this, don't do that, you're going to look stupid, you never get this right, you never finish what you start. And until you tune into that and replace it with, you're amazing, you've got this. This is a challenge for you, and you are going to rock it. You're just going to keep playing small.
Yep. I have a friend. His name is Brother James, and he's a musical genius. I mean, the guy is just amazing. And what he does is he has musical affirmations. They're 15 to 30 second musical affirmations, and you just sing them.
Ooh, you know? I like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a new thing he's doing. He's a if you YouTube brother Brotha, Brother James, he makes like motivational music. You know, it's all about, you know, living your best life. And but he's starting to break out into, I want to make musical affirmations. So that's what he's doing now. He's making musical affirmations. I think that's an easier way maybe for people to do it, because you can put it in your car. You can just talk about it. You could, right?
Right, exactly. So, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And I love this idea of just sort of bursting into a little tiny song going, I rock this, I rock this. Woo!
Yeah, that's what it is. He's got one that says, I'm brave. So there's one, you know, if you're scared, it's like, I'm brave. I'm a warrior. I've got this. I can't remember how it goes, but I know it's like, I'm brave. I'm a warrior. I've got this under control, or something like that. You know what I mean? So, and it just, you know, you repeat four or five or six phrases like over and over again for about, you know, 20, 30 seconds, you know, but he's got like a nice tune. I don't know. It's awesome. But I think
I'll definitely
pop it in, and yeah, definitely. So let's talk about where you're headed now. What kind of new adventures, businesses, family, what kind of stuff do you have going on?
You know, I have this really what I think of as a very innovative coaching group that is, you know, a lot of people get really scared of coaching and committing because they're not accustomed to investing in themselves. And so I have developed this monthly membership coaching where you can come in, spend your month there, and you can leave if you want to. Because I think people they need to feel like they have a choice. But when you come into my coaching membership, you get some training around your mindset, how to deal with a bad mood, how to throw your own pity party if that's what you want. In the Facebook group, I do life coaching every week. And so everybody has an opportunity to get life coaching on whatever it is that's specific to them. And I love this because people are coming in, and they're coming in from different walks of life. They're coming in with different issues. but they're finding, like we talked about earlier, this bonding around, oh my God, you feel like that too. Wow. And
yeah.
When you have a group of people come together like that, I love to start seeing these relationships form. I see support for each other. And it's just a wonderful thing. And the whole space
sure.
behind it, I always talk about how I work with people from the inside out. Because you and I both know external circumstances can change. You can win the lottery, and you're not going to be happy if you haven't worked on yourself. And so you start working by diving deep into your mindset, into your money story, into who are you and who you want to be. Now, Sean, are you sharing my moment in France here with my cathedral bells?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, am I hearing bells?
I live near this beautiful old cathedral, and I never know when the bells are going to go off.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I was thinking. I just started hearing them. I'm like, what is that? I was trying to adjust. I'm like, is that me? You know, is that a French car alarm? Is that what's going on? Like, is that these nice, you know, bells that go off?
Right.
But hey, you know, we just rode with it.
Exactly.
I was in Zaragoza, Spain, back in 2004, and I went to an amazing basilica, and they had the loudest bells. Like, as soon as you walk in, we're like walking around, like, this is so nice. And you hear the bells, you're like, holy crap!
Right.
Like, it's so loud, right?
Are we
so
under
like we're
attack?
Walking. Yeah, like, we're walking through this amazing, I mean, really, when they talk about cathedral ceilings, like, they're huge, like, they're so tall, and there's all these people that are, like, hush-hush, like, really quiet, like, we can't say anything and disturb, like, the undead, like, we can't disturb it, you know what I mean? Like, almost like his belt go off, you're just like, can you hear me? Like, it's super, super loud. So I instantly, though, because you're living in France, I instantly thought, I'm like, is she like by Notre Dame? Like, is that what she's by Notre Dame or whatever it is? Like, is that where she's hanging out at, like, a cafe or something? Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But I definitely dig the architecture and the history behind cathedrals and basilicas and all that stuff. Like, I totally love that. That's my touristy idea of, like, when you go to the countryside, like, cool, Eiffel Tower, got it. I really want to go to see some churches. I really want to see some buildings that were made in, like, you know, like the 1100s, thousands, you know, maybe 900.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Well, what they say about this particular cathedral is it's built on the site where in 500 AD, it was built in the, no, it must have been 500 BC, it was built to the site to worship Apollo. Now, imagine that. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
In 1300, they started building, and they finished it in the 1800s. So it's really collected a lot over the centuries, and I just love looking at it because I'm like, wow, I live in France. This is pretty cool.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You're living your dream life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what was the best resource that you have found during your journey? Like this is the go-to resource that you use maybe a lot in the coaching, or what do you think was the best? Like, without this, there's no way I could have accomplished what I accomplished.
I read a lot, and so most of my resources are around books, and I think one of the ones that really sort of opened my eyes up to my way of thinking and really helped me in terms of developing a way to help people around their money mindset was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Because really what he's saying here is your thoughts affect your money. I have never put that together. And depending on what your money story is, you know, I grew up in a family that we were lower middle class. We didn't lack. There was nothing that we needed that we didn't have. But my parents had a mentality that was all about scarcity. Like, there's never enough. You have to work really hard, and then you just have a little bit of money. And so I really had to sort of undo those chains around my own head. And I didn't even realize I had those chains. you grow up with something, you just assume it's normal, right?
Right.
So that was a really pivotal one for me, and has helped me help other people with their money story when they're like, I work so hard, I have so little money, I don't understand what the disconnect is. And then we delve into the story, and boom, now we understand where the disconnect is.
Boom.
Boom.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So this is the point in the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug whatever you want. Websites, friends, quotes, Facebook, products, movies, give a shout out. This is your moment to shamelessly plug whatever it is you want, promote whatever you want, whatever's on your mind. So this is your moment.
All right. Let's see. I am awesome. How's that?
Awesome.
You know, I want to go back to this membership program that I was talking to you about, because I think it's a very affordable way for people to come in and experience coaching. And it's called the Affluent Attitude. And I use the word affluent with attitude to really create this idea that how rich you are depends on your thinking. And by rich, I'm not talking just about your money situation. I'm talking about how rich is your life in terms of your relationship? How rich is your life in terms of your own passion? And that's where the affluent attitude comes in. So anybody who wants to find out more about that, I'm going to send you to my website, dreamadial.com, DREMADIAL. Always have to spell that, .com, /affluent, AFFLUENT. I think that you're going to find that this may be one of the places that you can get help with your self-development and changing your life in a step-by-step strategic manner. We're not talking going all crazy here, and we're not talking getting all woo-woo. This is all research-backed science. So check it out and come to Facebook and join my page, Dream a Dial PhD, or join my group, The Real Life Forum. We talk about this stuff in there all the time. And I love meeting new people.
I got to say something about that. Fact-based positive psychology research is what I do my resilience program. It's basically the platform for the resilience program that I deliver. And some people are like, well, where'd you come up with this stuff? The information's out there. This isn't
right.
Stuff that somebody just come up and say, wow, this coach is amazing. It has their own information. I literally have research done from 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, right? And it's amazing some of the cognitive behavioral research that is done, you know, and then people put into a book and they think that, oh, well, this guy just made up his own stuff. There's tons and tons and tons and tons of – it's like there's no way that you can't be successful today.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, possibly. Because, you know, if you pissed off your neighbor, then your life was hell. You know, if you pissed off your neighbor now, you're just like, whatever, dude, I got 1,000 friends on Facebook. You know what I mean? like it doesn't – come on. You know, and people ask me, it's like, well, where'd you come up with this? Like, I didn't come up with it. Like, that's the thing. Like I'm totally transparent about it. Like, I didn't come up with it. I saw some research that was done.
I'm going to help you implement it, right.
Yes. The research is there. Like, just Google something. Like Google has become a verb. It's a way of life.
Right.
You know, like, you have to Google stuff, you know, and the stuff is there. But still, people are just so positive psychology has been researched for the past 20 years, and there's so much into it about cognitive behaviors and there's so much. I could do a ton of shows just on cognitive behavior principles, you know, but the information is there, and it's all based on positive fact-based research.
Exactly.
It's not somebody's opinion, which I love
your
program, because it's based on research. It's not somebody's opinion of what you should or shouldn't do. It's based on decades of research.
Exactly. And when I'm helping people change behaviors, they're like, okay, but I know that. And I'm like, really? So why haven't you implemented it? You know?
Really?
We all know so much of this already, right? It's like we know we should go to the gym and we know how to eat healthy, but do we? I mean, over and over, people are like, oh, but I don't know. Well, yeah, this is why you hire a coach, to get your butt kicked occasionally and to help somebody hold you accountable and show you how to learn to be your best cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Completely agree with that. Yep. Absolutely. So as we wrap up, deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, or inspire someone.
Wow, no pressure there.
We ask hard questions on this show, all right?
Yes, you do. Oh, you know, I am a fan of breaking things down. Because when we say X is our goal, it can feel really big. Like, I want to write a book, and then immediately I get scared because my head goes into all of these spaces of, what if it's not good? What if nobody buys it? Well, how about you start writing it? And so I'm a fan of breaking it down to the, what's one thing you can do today to help you towards your goal? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just sitting down and typing your name as the author. Blank page, that's okay. You still got started. So it's all for me about do one thing today. Because if you put it off, pretty soon, a week goes by, a month goes by, 6 months, and it's been 3 years and you're still talking about you want to write a book. So do one thing today.
There you go. Love it. So give a call to action. What should someone do today? Maybe buy your product, buy a book, set a goal, plan something, write in a journal. What would you say is that call to action? You know, we talk about, you know, take the first step. Like if you had your ideal call to action, like you need to do this, right? What would it be?
Create an affirmation for yourself that you can say, that you can write and paste around your house so that you see it all of the time, that will help you remember you're worth it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. I have affirmations on my phone, and I'll trick myself. I'll put a calendar reminder, right? So the calendar pops up on my phone, and it says affirmation. I'm like, oh, click on it, and it'll be like an affirmation or something. I wish we had an app that could do that, like a daily pop-up app. I've seen a couple of them, but I think I have my own vision of what I think it should be. But yeah, just to have like a daily reminder of how awesome you can be if you don't feel like you are currently.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what affirmations do.
Yeah. 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 An affirmation is just you talking to the best parts of yourself. Even if they haven't come out into the public yet, you're still in there.
Yep.
You're still in there, and it's up to you to pull them out.
Absolutely. I have had so much fun. This has been everything I hoped it would be. This is amazing. Let's talk about your podcast real quick as we close. So your podcast is called Design Your Dream Life, right? So
yes.
Tell us about the podcast.
You know, I have had so much fun with this because I bring people on and do laser coaching and sometimes just me talking about something in my life and what I got out of that and what I want somebody else to get from it. And then sometimes I bring people on who have designed their dream life. I had somebody on the other day who used to be a chemical engineer, and she decided she wanted to move to Mexico and be a yoga teacher. Whoa, transformation. She is so happy. So I just love hearing about what other people are doing to design their dream life. And your dream life is yours. It doesn't have to be like anybody else's because it's up to you to define that and to pursue it. But remember, you only get your dream life if you put it into action. Dream is just a dream until you put some action steps to it.
Boom. Yep, absolutely. And I was a guest on the show, and it was one of my favorite shows that I've ever done. It was I got a lot. You know, I want to say that, you know, when you're on shows, right, when you're on podcasts and stuff, and I have my own show and I learn a lot, and And, you know, I give my two cents. I'm like, oh, this, this, and this, and this, and, you know. But when I'm on a podcast, I'm a, as a guest, you know, I say things and, well, if you did it this way or did it this way, I'm almost sometimes talking to myself because I'm sometimes in my own head saying, man, I can't break through this. Like, I got to get to that next level. And how come it's not happening? You know, and then I'll go on the show and I'll talk about something. I'm like, oh, yeah, if you do it this way, do it this way. And this is a breakthrough and then whatever. And then I hang up and I'm like, that's what I need to do. Like, you're almost your own therapist. You know,
exactly.
We have the tools. We do it all the time. We coach people like, if you do it this way, you'll be amazing. But it's so hard to take our own advice. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that.
That's where affirmations come
in. That's right. It was a lot of fun to have you on the podcast because, you know, you're an example of somebody who is doing your dream life. You're creating for yourself what you want and helping other people. It's amazing. And I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has been amazing. And all the way from France, this has been so awesome. I wish you the best. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sean.
Absolutely. I look forward to connecting more with you and just, you know, being a part of your inspiration, if you will.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you. So this has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio, where we talk to impactful guests, impacting so many amazing people using their transformations and stories of overcoming to bring out the best in other people. If anything that you have heard today has resonated with you, look us up on iTunes, Stitcher, leave a review, comment, get a hold of Dreama Dial. She is absolutely amazing. And leave comments and share with your friends, share with people who you think would enjoy the show. So again, Life Transformation Radio is heard every Wednesday and the first and third Fridays. Join us, call in, be a part of the show. And I want to leave you with this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold close in your heart. Live your brand is simply that. Finding opportunities to live out your values. Live by example. That is living your brand. And we will see you next time. Have a great day.